As we finish up here, I've got a couple more questions for you, if it's
Okay.
okay. Let's suppose that a person's telomeres and their DNA has been damaged over the years. Let's say someone's in midlife, late midlife. What can we do, and what does the research tell us about the possibility of repair?
Good news there. So I often get asked the question, should I measure my telomeres? And usually that's by people who know that they've actually been, weathered and worn, right? Whether it's childhood adversity or difficult divorce or caregiving. And my answer is no, you don't need to because you already know what you can do to promote reversibility or at least stability. So just like how our emotional states are constantly changing, so is our physiology. We have plasticity and we have opportunities for reversal of stress every single day. And over the long run, that does mean restoring our health and increasing our homeostatic capacity. So telomeres have shown us that they are malleable, that they can get longer. It looks like longer in our blood. We of course haven't studied. We haven't had the opportunity to really look in depth at what's happening in every tissue, but these new studies on, taking classes for several months or changing something about your fitness, your omega-3 levels, training your mind in meditation, all of these have a really positive benefits on either telomerase or telomere stability. So it's never too late. It's never healthy to say, my telomeres are short, so I'm going to, enjoy these sodas and processed meat. Those are the worst things for telomeres until I brought them up. So it's not true. What we do every day matters.
So we can actually repair.
We can
So
repair,
someone can
right?
actually repair, and
Yeah.
if at age 50, let's say, this person was headed for a relatively early death, but then at that point, the person does a variety of things that rehabilitate and repair their genetic material, then they can quite plausibly expect to have to add more years to their lifespan than they were going to have.
Well, we've never done those definitive studies. Those are the big questions, right? But we absolutely know that people's health is malleable and can be rejuvenated later in life. People who get heart attacks might become the most fit they've ever been after that, after these crises. At the cellular level, it does look like we can reduce inflammation, we can at least stabilize telomeres, maybe even lengthen them. And so it's really, a tremendously hopeful story.
Okay, now I'd like to ask you what I ask everybody. Your top two today. I mean, we've been exploring many, many topics. One of the benefits of this comprehensive approach is that it's very thorough, but on the other hand, it can feel like, oh my goodness, there's so much. If you were to boil it down, if you were to just sort of look somebody in the eye and say, okay, this is what I recommend, top two today. Little things people can do, keep in mind, behavioral change, whatever it might be. What's your top two today?
It really comes down to such a personal level about what people are doing that's hurting their telomeres and accelerating their aging. And so you just have to look at your own life and ask, what is it that you're doing? If you're smoking, having soda, those are great targets that will make a big difference if you can reduce those. Psychological stress is, for most people, going to be a huge target that they can improve. And there's so many different ways, like that are in your book that we mentioned in the telomere effect. And these little nudges that we do every day can make a big difference. How we wake up, what rather than grabbing our iPhone and getting overwhelmed by projecting to the future and all the demands on us, we can actually have some moments of restoration that put us on a positive track for the day that are associated with higher telomerase. So this waking time, I believe, is kind of sacred and precious. I also think another thing we overlook is the quality of our sleep. So we know getting enough hours of sleep is important for health and for telomeres, but so is quality. Better quality sleep is related to longer telomeres. So thinking about what is your wind down. If you want to influence the quality of your sleep, you influence what you do before sleep. Yeah. And having some time again for these positive exercises that we're talking about before bed. So it does mean limiting screen time and having a bit of a curfew. And that is hard to do on a daily basis, but the more you can do that, the more restorative sleep you're going to have. And that's going to affect everything, your mood, looks like it's going to help your telomere health. So these nudges, is it morning? Is it evening? Which part of the day are you going to target?
Yeah. It's interesting to me that as a scientist, you focus on these caps, these endpoints of the chromosomes, our genetic material, which are in every cell, as you know. And it's interesting as well that your top two basically are about the caps of our day. Paying attention.
I never thought about that.
And the tail end mm-hmm. of the day. Mm-hmm. And our mindset and how mm-hmm. we take control of it to the extent that we can is a really big thing. It's two big things, top mm-hmm. two, that people can do for themselves.
Yeah.
That's cool. Very cool.
Turning on restoration and also turning on our kind of a positive mental state, a positive filter for the stresses that we know we're going to be encountering.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you. So Dr. Alyssa Epple, professor at the University of California of San Francisco, a very distinguished scientist. She's the director of the Aging, Metabolism, and Emotions Center at UCSF. And you can see more about her in the supplementary materials, also in particular at the website for the AIM Center. It's amecenter.ucsf.edu. I know Alyssa as a friend and a human, not just as a scientist. And I can say that it's been inspiring to me, Alyssa, to watch your trajectory and to really appreciate and respect from afar the level of contribution you're making while also having a very rich and sometimes challenging life. So thank you again.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's really been an honor and it's been incredible to learn from you, and you've helped so many people I know. I'm just so grateful to you and what you've created for people.
Thank you. I'll take that in to do and protect my telomeres. Take care.
Take care.